You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Hebrews chapter 8. And we'll be reading from the New English Translation. Now the main point of what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in heaven, a minister in the sanctuary, and the true tabernacle that the Lord, not man, set up. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. So this one too had to have something to offer. Now if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are already priests who offer the gifts prescribed by the law. The place where they serve is a sketch and shadow of the heavenly sanctuary, just as Moses was warned by God as he was about to complete the tabernacle. For he says, "See that you make everything according to the design shown to you on the mountain." But now Jesus has obtained a superior ministry, since the covenant that he mediates is also better and is enacted on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, no one would have looked for a second one. But showing its fault, God says to them, "Look, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will complete a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I had no regard for them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will establish with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds, and I will inscribe them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. And there will be no need at all for each one to teach his countrymen, or each one to teach his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' since they will all know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their evil deeds, and their sins I will remember no longer." When he speaks of a new covenant, he makes the first obsolete. Now, what is growing obsolete and aging is about to disappear. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. And Lord, as we look at this portion of your word, we can see that your Son, Jesus Christ, inaugurated the new covenant when he shed his blood. And by your grace, we have the privilege to live under this new covenant. We thank you, Lord, that through faith in your Son, we are indwelled by your Holy Spirit, and you counsel us, and you give us wisdom, and you give us insight, and you help us to know you in a deep and abiding and personal way. Lord, you don't exist at a distance from us. You're right here. We are in your presence. And we pray that by your grace that we would live our lives with an understanding that you are close, that we would be mindful of your presence with every thought that we think and every word that we say and every action that we take. We pray that our lives would be used to glorify you. So again, Lord, we thank you for the privilege to live under this new covenant, a covenant of grace. And we're grateful that you've been merciful toward us, that you remember our sins no longer, as we've been cleansed by the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we trust. We're grateful for this reality. We're grateful for your love. And we thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. My book, The Desire Jesus One-Year Devotional, is now available in both paperback and Kindle editions. The Desire Jesus One-Year Devotional is a 365-day devotional that was written with the goal of encouraging, refreshing, and strengthening your daily walk with Christ, and I hope you'll enjoy making it part of your daily routine. To learn more or to order a copy for yourself, please visit our bookstore at desirejesus.com. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.